Masik Gevul? What does that do, Masik?
They have this copyright, they do this today.
What?
Taking away money.
Copyright? Copy? What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're a big fundraiser.
What are you talking about? Anyone want to make any comments? Everyone's afraid of me? What?
Before the lighting.
Okay, anyway, let me review. What is he saying to do? He's saying that there is brought down a segula. I never heard this. Where you write a kavitel. We all know that you go to a rebbe. You go to a rebbe and you write a kavitel and you give it to the rebbe and the rebbe looks at the kavitel and there's such a minig yisrael to give a kavitel to the rebbe. There's a minig yisrael to put a kavitel in the koisel. So he's saying there's another minig to write a kavitel and to put the kavitel under the menorah. And you'll be zoiche to good things. Now this person here is very sincere. And he really, he touches upon my heart. You hear the sincerity. His words are beautiful. However, Rabbi Isai, this to me is a horror. And this is, okay, I'll say poison. There is no such thing. No such thing, b'chol ha-toyra kula, as writing a kavitel to the menorah. There is no such thing. There is no such source. There is no.
He said, what I got out of it was the best thing to do was do it the Arkadosh, go to the Kotel, put it in a kavitel.
No, that's not what he said. That's not what he said. First of all, what he said appears to be incorrect. First of all, what he said in the beginning appears to be good. The Orach Chaim never ever wrote a kavitel for himself. He wrote Orach Chaim to Eretz Yisrael. The first thing he did was he wrote a kavitel and he put in the kaisel. I'm sorry, there is no such story that happened. The story is a poor person came and cried to the Orach Chaim at Grace Tzaris. And after a long story, he told him, the Orach Chaim wrote for the person a kavitel and he told the person, put the kavitel in the kaisel. Orach Chaim himself did not put a kavitel in the kaisel. He wrote a kavitel for a person. So the story right away is not the way he says it. Okay, number two, it's difficult enough for us to understand this minhag, which is accepted in Klal Yisrael, to put a kavitel in the kaisel. It's just mind-boggling that there should be something in Yadus that you should do something like this. However, im kabbalahi nikabel, I don't do it anymore. I used to do it, but I don't do it anymore. Okay, im kabbalahi nikabel, fine. To go to a rebbe, going to a rebbe is much better because the rebbe is davening for you. The kavitel doesn't appear to be is a real person. Chazal say if a person has a tzara b'soich beisoy, you go to a chacham, and the chacham should either teach you how to daven, or should some say that the chacham will daven for you. So giving a kavitel to a human being, to a rebbe, is a technique where you're asking a human being to daven to the Ribbono Shalom for you, for a bracha. It doesn't appear that there's some hocus pocus happening when you give a kavitel to a rebbe. Giving a kavitel to the koisel, I don't know, that's very, very difficult. A lot of people are very against it, ideologically. What exactly are you doing? Putting a kavitel, but im kabbalahi nikabel, it's accepted. This, to write a kavitel and to put it under the menorah, it doesn't say this anywhere. It doesn't say this anywhere. Now, first, practically speaking, this is a very dangerous thing. To write down your personal request and put under the menorah, someone's going to find this. And someone's going to go and discover some of your dark secrets, which is not a very good idea. It's not a very practical thing to do. It doesn't say to do this anywhere. And then to be irresponsible and say the words, boduk uminusa. You know what those words mean? You're guaranteed. You said those words. It's boduk uminusa. That if you write whatever you want to write, whatever you want, you write it down on a piece of paper and you put it under the menorah. Boduk uminusa. There are so many stories of people that were zoicha to groisa yeshuas. This is mamish kefira. Because in Yadus, Rabbi Isai, there is nothing in Yadus that is boduk uminusa. Nothing. There's no guarantees that's part of emuna. Part of emuna is whatever Hashem wants, that's what will be. You don't, Ribbono Shel Olam is not your toy. He's not your hostage. He's not something to manipulate and throw around and tell and have him do for you whatever you want, what you want. That's not the way Yadus works.
How is this different than all those ads for the tzedakah that they're going to pray for you? Yeah. Like, to me, it's the same thing.
Maybe
same
you're right. I'm not discussing that now. We're limited in time. I'm not discussing
that
now.
That's the way I look at it.
I'm not discussing that now. I want to discuss one. Let's keep our eye on the ball. I want to discuss this one thing. The only thing that you're supposed to do on Chanukah is do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says you're supposed to light the neros, to make a bracha, to say haneros halalu. If you want to be mahader, it's all of this Shulchan Aruch. You sit by the neros for a half an hour and say Tehillim and to learn and to absorb the kedusha of the day. To come early to daven, to come early to daven and daven the way you're supposed to daven. Do what you're supposed to do. This is incredible hocus pocus.
Everybody's looking for shortcuts.
Exactly. Exactly. This is a danger to society.
Because all the leaders are giving out this crap. In different ways.
It's another way.
It's just another way.
This approach to Yadus is very sincere. No one is denying, but to be misled in creating a new religion of make-believe segula says that you're going to tell me is baduk u'menusa, that many people with zeichet to Yeshua's. You just write down whatever you want. This is not a derech of Yadus.
Psychologically, it might be helping one person out there.
A person wants cocaine. You tell me a person wants to smoke cocaine, whatever drugs, because psychologically be satisfied. Is that correct? Is that correct? No, it's not correct. Just because psychologically he'll feel good. It's not for his benefit. I'm preaching to the choir. This is, in my eyes, a very grave danger. To take Yadus irresponsibly and send out, this probably goes viral, and take innocent people who don't think and tell them there's a new religion in town. Forget about davening, forget about learning, forget about being honest and yashrus, forget about the Shulchan Aruch, and all you gotta do when all your problems are solved is to take a piece of paper, write down whatever you want, and stuff it under the menorah. And it's baduk u'menusa, you're guaranteed. And the words, the flowery words, the chassidish sprach, this is sick. Rabbi, beware. Now, I know people will kill me for saying this, but that's really how I feel. It's not the way we have been brought up. I don't think anyone here in this room has been brought up with these type of values. Do be normal. Do what you're supposed to do. Don't hold the Ribbono Shel Olam hostage to your segulos.
Are you allowed to get tzedakah al menas?
Yes, you're allowed to. 100%. Al menashe yichya bini.
You take your fiddle, you fold it up, put it in your tzedakah pocket, and when you give tzedakah...
No, don't put it still. Give the tzedakah and say, I'm giving the tzedakah. Al menashe yichya bini. Who needs the kvittel? Who asked you to make a new religion? Who asked you to go? It doesn't say in the Gemara, you write a kvittel and put it in your tzedakah box. It says in the Gemara, you give tzedakah, ha'oimer alman, I'm giving the tzedakah, almanashe yichya bini, ha'reze tzadi gomur. So it's enough what we have to invent new things. It doesn't say anywhere to invent these new things. This is a danger, and you hear things like this every single day. People are looking in desperation for solutions, which is you're making Yadus into a new religion. This is not what it's all about. It's about, because we live in a society of entitlements, and if we don't get what we want, then we have to create new rules to make a new game out of this religion. And this is a very grave danger, and you have to nip it in the bud. This, I cannot believe what I'm hearing. I cannot believe the person who said he just fell for this garbage. This is not Yadus. What I'm doing right now.
Rabbi,
We did coupon hair. We did coupon hair, which uses Rob Kaminetsky's name. Comes out and says, "We're all diving for you."
I'm only discussing one thing now. Okay, we're not going to go into a whole discussion, but one thing at a time.
How is that different?
I'm not saying it isn't. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying. I'm just referring to this thing that came my way, and an innocent person can just get, wow, what a beautiful idea.
No one else got this WhatsApp.
I don't think anyone. No one,
you belong to the wrong group. It's your friends.
You're right. But you've all gotten things that are similar to this sometime, here and there. I'm using this as an example. Beware. Be normal. And anyone that ever says those words, baduk uminusa, is suspect. Run away. Because life has taught us generations of the yadus, there's nothing that's baduk uminusa. What is a segula? Okay, let's talk about, let me give you another example. You should know which really borders. Rabbi Yisai, please. Last Friday, I told you something which I also once heard on WhatsApp, almost very, maybe it was even the same guy, who knows? The same guy. This pair Shabbos do with 3 Sifrei Torah. I told you, when they open up the Aron Kodesh this week, is an incredible Eis Ratzon. You open up the Aron Kodesh, there are 3 Sifrei Torah. Now, I remember I once heard on that WhatsApp, it could be it was even the same guy, and he said, this week, there are 3 Sifrei Torah. I use the words also. It's baduk uminusa. It's guaranteed you when you mispalo, when you open up, you can get whatever you want. That is poison. However, here's the difference. When you open up the Aron HaKodesh, you're anyway supposed to say Baruch Shmei. You're anyway supposed to behave yourself and appreciate that when you open up the Aron HaKodesh, this is a very holy moment. We open up the Aron HaKodesh for Ne'ilah. We don't have any sense of what we're really supposed to be doing when the pachad that's supposed to overcome us, when you open up the Aron HaKodesh to take out a Sefer Torah. This Per Shabbos, where it's very unique, and where you're taking out 3 Sifrei Torah, and you are doing this anyway, because that's what you do on Shabbos, and you're anyway supposed to be saying Birch Shmei, so you should realize that it's a very unique situation. It only happens very rarely. And we're anyway mechuyev to do this according to our tradition. And anyway, we have in front of us. So you know what? You might as well do what you're supposed to do and appreciate the significance of the moment. To go further and say, it's baduk uminusa that you're going to get whatever you want. That is poison to say that. But to take advantage of a unique situation and apply yourself and cherish it, that is correct. Here, you're doing something new. No one has ever done before. You never heard of this. It is an abuse of what it means, giving a kvittel to a holy person, which is a tradition in Klal Yisrael. It is abuse of the meaning of writing a kvittel, putting in the kaisel. It is an abuse, a bizoyen and a zilzel in inventing things that never existed, doing new things, and on topping it up by telling you you can get whatever you want, and also putting yourself in grave danger because you're gonna write something very personal that's no one's business, and someone's gonna find it and gonna read it and laugh at you. Yeah.
Not only that, he says the menorah is standing is Mokom HaKodesh.
It is Kodesh, but it's not a place to put a kvittel. It is Kodesh. Haneros halalu she'anu madligim Kodesh heim.
That's not his opinion. His opinion it is.
Right.
Where does it say to put a kvittel by in front of the menorah? Where does it ever say you're supposed to put a kvittel by the menorah? Nowhere. What?
It says by Santa Claus.
Where does it say to do this? Who made this up? Who invented this nonsense?
You can't even read it, Laura.
This nonsense. Beware. You have to appreciate what we said on Friday. Tadir v'she'ena tadir koydem. When you have a special event, use it as an opportunity to focus on being normal. What's tadir? Don't look for hocus pocus. Yeah.
Just one thing that see the shisfarim. So it's chamek.
I know what you mean. Part of the chasima. It's the chasima. Okay, we'll take a very short break. Now, wait, what time is Mincha today?
21.
Okay, so we're running out of Mincha. So we have to decide when is going to be the last day of Mincha. I think the last day of Mincha is going to be tomorrow. Because then Wednesday we're not going to meet, so Thursday, for sure not Monday. That's it. It's over. Okay, so next Monday, we're going to be finishing closer to 12 o'clock.
I think it's late.
12 o'clock. On Monday, without any question, prepare to daven Mincha later. We're going to try to finish the shiur closer to 12 o'clock. Okay, today we'll still daven Mincha one more day, maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday, but clearly Monday, that's it. Monday, we're not going to daven Mincha. We'll see what will be. Let's take a very short break.
Anyone who wants to give a Mincha a list, this is a gula, I'll take care of it.